Hey, what's up, everybody? We're the Flippin' Flippers. I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm Co, and this is your occasional coast-to-coast guitar and dadding podcast where we talk about guitars and about being dads.
Talk about
occasionally.
Whatever. Speaking of talking about dads, so yes. Listen to this. Oh, happy Father's Day. I know it's late. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. We tried. We're not good at things.
We did put out a post on Father's Day.
I don't know who we are. I liked that post. Does that count for something?
We of the Flippin' Flippers.
Yes. I mean, as a group, we did do that. But, yeah. I mean, we is very loose. It was, like, so nicely put. And Moses was like, oh, like the Flippin' Flippers. Did you do that? And I said, no. Nah. Like, nah, I didn't do that. I should have. But I didn't.
I got you back.
So, anyways, but speaking of fathers, so I don't know if you've ever let your kids watch E.T.
No, not yet.
We did that because it was showed up, I think, on Disney Plus. No, maybe it was Amazon. I don't know. It was free on one of the streaming sites, and my wife was like, we should watch that. I'm like, it's been a long time. I'm like, I don't remember. I'm like, is it going to be too scary? The only thing I remember was like, is it going to be scary? You know what I mean? I was like, it might be too scary. Kids are all like, they don't get scared easy. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have a lot of like, oh my gosh, I had nightmares, I can't sleep. You know, we don't get a lot of that, which is fine. Like, I know some people do, some people don't. Like, whatever. But we don't get that, so it's fine. So we're like, okay, let's watch it then. And so we did that instead. Just kidding. So
it.
It, yeah, I was joking. No, we watched E.T. instead of I.T.
Okay.
And so in the very, very beginning, like, the kid runs out, like, to get the pizza, and then he sees, like, you know, like, first time of, like, contact with E.T., and then he trips and, like, falls on the pizza. I mean, steps on the pizza, right? And then, like, everybody comes out, and then, you know, his brother's like picking on him, like, look what you did to the pizza. And he's like, he goes, just shut up, penis breath. And we're like, okay. And I'm watching with my mother and the kids and my wife. And I go, whoa. I go, guys, we 100% cannot say that. Like, you cannot say that. And we're like, it's super offensive and it shouldn't even be in this movie. So you cannot say it. Everybody's like, okay. And I was like, promise? And they're like, nope, you promise. It's like, if you do, it's big trouble, right? So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is not good. Like, the next day, this is all they're going to be saying, right? So then it's kind of quiet and everybody agrees. And because I stopped the movie and we all talked about it. And then Eliza goes, and she goes, I was like, don't say anything. Just let's just forget about it. And then she goes, fine. I was just going to say his breath probably does smell like that. And I freaking fell off the couch laughing. My mom was laughing, which she doesn't laugh at that. She doesn't appreciate those kind of jokes.
Yeah.
And she was rolling. Melissa had to get up and go to the bathroom. She was laughing so hard. You know what I mean? Like, it was ridiculous. Hilarious. So just so you know, it's okay. Sometimes they say things like that and it's funny.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's how my life's going.
Nice. Well, on the dad front, I feel very accomplished. I have, as of last weekend, I have taught two of my children how to ride a bike without training wheels, which is that's like one of the biggest dad accomplishments I've ever experienced in my life. I'm like, I am proud.
Dude, listen, like, we signed up the kids to like go to school or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And just the girls are just going to go to school. And then they gave us like the packet, you know, and it says like the year, which it said 2033 for Eliza. And I was like, whoa, like, my brain exploded. And then, like in it was like things they would like, it was like a little questionnaire, you know, and like they could do everything on there, both Eliza and Jada, no problem, except can they ride a bike? And we're like, no, like they have bikes, but they love scootering. Like they love to scooter. So they just scooter all the time. Now, also where we live is like a little bit, it's not a busy road. I wouldn't say it's a busy road, but just like people are kind of careless and they sit down to the road. And so like, I don't have a like my driveway is like kind of like a little bit on a hill, so it's not good for like bike. And it's not big. It's a one. It's like a two, like a very skinny two lane driveway mm-hmm. that fits just my bus. You know what I mean? So like, it's not. There's not like a lot of room. So sure, we go to like the park or like the trail or like when I say the trail, it's all paved, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever. And they can scooter and go that sort of like. There's a big building like down the street and they can go in the parking lot and do that, but they never want to ride bikes. So I'm like, oh, we gotta get them riding bikes.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't a thing that we so it's like basic life skills, we make sure to teach them. But when it comes to things that are like of hobby interest type stuff, like riding a bike and all that, it's more at a when they're interested pace, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, so there and we're the same situation. I mean, I have a steep driveway that is mostly gravel, and then just a little single lane road that we're on that people whip right. around. So
and
yeah,
that's got like a bit of a hill to it. Like if you got down too far, right?
Yeah,
yeah, you die.
Yeah,
you just
and
die.
So I just take the kids over to the local high school that has a nice
right.
big parking lot that's got a slight incline to it so that they can get a little bit of speed if they want. Yeah, I'm stoked. I'm pumped on it.
Yeah, so no training wheels then, huh?
Two of them are without training wheels now, yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't have to have all of them. I mean, even just having one without training wheels is like, it's like diapers. Like, my biggest accomplishment was that we got all of them potty trained. When we got the first one potty trained, it was amazing. And then we're like, yeah, we're down to only two. Then you're like, you know, then you're like, okay. Now we're only down to one. Then you're like, come on, boy. Like, let's get this. Like,
we're down to our last one. He still wears for sleeping. That's
Yeah. Which is crazy because, like, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, who it was, but it was somebody, like it might have been, like, Adam Carolla. Or, like, somebody on, like, Jimmy Kimmel on, like, you know, like, one of those night shows, like, back in the day, you know, like, mm-hmm. either, like, you know, not Conan, what's the other ones? David Letterman or, like, something. And I remember, like, as, I think, a teen or, like, a young adult, like, watching this. And, like, he was talking about, like, oh, he's like, yeah, he's like, I was a bedwetter when I was a kid. And I was like, oh, that's hilarious. And then he was like, which, if you are, whatever, don't care. But like as a kid, I thought it was funny. And then he's like, yeah, he's like, and then my grandfather just like watched, you know, whatever late show it was, Jimmy Carson or whatever. And when it was over,
Jimmy Carson.
No, that's the budget one. Jimmy Carson. You ever watch that?
Yeah.
Anyways, Johnny, I keep thinking Jimmy Kimmel or whatever. Anyways, Johnny Carson. And he's like, when it was over, he'd stand up, he'd walk over, he'd wake me up, make me go pee. And then he's like, and then send me back to bed. And guess what? I stopped biting the bed. It was like, so like we took that approach as soon as like, you know, when I went to bed, I woke Jaden up. He'd be all groggy, like walk to the bathroom, like all mad. And then mm-hmm. I'd make him pee and he'd be crying. I'm like, just pee real quick. Like, it's fine. He'd kind of be like, hey, and I'm like, just go pee. And then he'd do it. And like, he literally was like the only one that didn't wet the bed, which was like, he's the one that should have wet the bed. Like, out of any of them, like, he's the one, like, he, like, not now so much, but like even like 5 months ago, like he'd be like, dude, you got wet pants. He's like, yeah. Like, dude, you're totally body drained. He's like, like,
so
just didn't care.
Point?
Like, just, he's like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? It happens. You know what I mean? Like, it was just so like, but like now, like, but like he never wets the bed. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. So, yeah. So that's a tip to you. I don't know if that works for you, but waking them up, that's it. It sounds crazy because you don't ever want to wake up a kid, but it works.
Dude, he wakes me up every night.
Yeah.
He comes and tries to climb in my bed every night.
Oh.
Every night.
You got to make him pee and then send him back in bed.
Yeah, I should do that. That way he stops waking me up. He'll realize that if he wakes me up, I'm going to
make you make him go pee. That's right.
That's
yeah.
Thinking.
Yeah, see? Now that we got the daddy out of the way, we're doing it, man.
All right.
So update on the bus, because I had numerous people message me and say, tell me about this bus.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with the bus? Like, what is it? Tell me, what are you doing? What blah 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 blah. Right? So blown head gasket.
Awesome.
Found out today. We took it, we changed we put a new thermostat in. I said that wasn't it. We changed the water pump The water pump was bad. When we pulled it out, it was nasty inside. And it was obviously blown. It would turn, but like you really had to like really turn it to get it to turn. So we're like, oh, okay, well, that's obviously it. Like you, like my neighbor who did it, and I did it with him. He just showed me. And then he's like, yeah, he's like, your water pump's bad. See? And I was like, cool. So then changed that. I started up, and dude, it's just pouring antifreeze out of like the reservoir. Mm. And he's like, what? He's like, impossible. He's like, you started for 10 seconds. There's no way it's overheating. And then he goes, oh, remember when I said it's either the water pump, the thermostat, or a head gasket? I said, yeah. He goes, it's not the first two. I was like, oh. Yeah. So he goes, he's like, there's no way I can do that. He's like, I can't do a head gasket. He's like, I don't have a shop. I don't have room. He goes, I don't have time. He goes, I can't do it. That's what I understand. So what do you think it'll cost? He goes, $15,000 to $2,000. He goes, maybe like a little bit more, you know, somewhere in there. And I said, okay. I took my bus to the shop, which it's like a bus garage.
Mm-hmm.
And they called and they said, yeah, it's going to be like $2,000 in labor. Oh. I was like, yeah. So super stoked. I'm giddy almost, I think. Just very excited. Very, very excited.
I can tell.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to get it fixed, but
well, yeah, because you got big plans.
And also, like, we've dumped a ton of money into this. Like, we got the bus cheap. So in my mind, I was like, okay, $2,000. That means I paid $4,000. You know what I mean? For the bus, and it's done. You know what I mean? And then like the money we put into like the build, you know, but like, now I'm like, oh, $3,000, $4,000. Like, I'm like, I don't have that kind of money. I'm like, so there'll be a gear auction coming up.
Ooh.
Not really. I'm just spitballing here. Yeah. Just spitballing. So yeah, we're just trying to figure it out, you know? So that's fun. Super exciting.
Yeah, man.
I know.
It sounds exciting, and I'm a bit envious of having a cool bus to be rocking down the road, but so far it sounds like it's nothing but problems, so good on you.
I mean, define rocking down the road. Like, I don't think that's a thing.
Hobbling down the road?
No, like, but the thing is, though, like, it runs and it drives, but it doesn't last long.
It's a quick ride.
Yeah, quick ride. But
that's what they used to call me in college.
They hilarious. They called me today and they said, they're like, let me think about this, but I wonder what it would cost to put in a new motor. And I was like, really? And they're like, yeah.
They think that like, would be cheaper?
Maybe, potentially, yeah.
So I don't know how cars work. Seems like that would be more expensive, but
I'm not a car guy. I mean, I change my own oil. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I can do stuff. I can change an alternator. I can do some stuff. But I can't do a head gasket. Yeah. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. They basically said that once they take the heads off, they have to send them out to make sure they're not warped and they get redone if they need to be redone. And they said they do it standard policy. They just do it with everyone because on buses and, you know, shuttle buses, all those kind of things, it's like, why do all that work? And then
it's
just have
a piece of equipment rolling down the road.
Right, right. Like, this isn't a little, like, Civic. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So they're like, we don't do that here. So that could be big bucks. And I was like, the guy's just yelling in the background. Cause I'm talking to the lady who's like, you know, she's the secretary and takes all the orders or whatever. And she's like, what do you even think was a ballpark? And he's like, I don't know, 2,000 in labor. I was like, okay, that's not far off. And then she's like, then we send the heads out. And he's like, 3,500. I don't know, $4,000. Like, he's just like, I don't know. He's just yelling things out. Like, oh, gross.
I don't know. No more happiness. Yeah.
I don't know, $4,000. So my other thought is I just get a crap ton of antifreeze and everywhere I go, like I'll just buy a case and then just, it's, you know, it's not overheating, it's pressurizing the tank. So it's not like I'm going to get burned. I'll just, you know, just pour more in.
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds like an idea. I think it's a good idea.
I think that there's some hazardous chemical issues with that, just, you know, spewing it down the road as you go.
Leave it to the guy from California. Yeah,
I was going to say that. Maybe that's my California blood shining through right there.
It is.
I got to get rid of that.
Yep.
Got to get rid of that. Yeah. Well, I sold some gear.
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
I know,
no,
it's
no,
weird
no,
for me,
no,
right?
No, no.
It's weird.
It's more than weird. It's not actually true.
It is.
Okay.
Go on.
I
relisted the pickups that I pulled out of my Rony guitar, the Roadhouse pickups.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, I got to pull some, you know, I got to get rid of stuff. I'm trying to clear out a little bit, condense down some. And those pickups weren't doing it for me. And they've been out of the guitar for a long time. So I'm like, you know what? But I don't really want to get rid of them, especially the one, the neck pickup. I really liked. I didn't want to get rid of it. But I listed the set, and I raised my price on them from what I had originally listed them at, from $250 to $300. Thinking, okay, at least I'm listing it, and if somebody wants to buy them for that much, they can have them, but probably nobody will buy them.
That's a Paul Pennington move right there.
Yeah, that was right out of your book. Right out of your
book. Yeah, that is right, like, literally, like, one of my staples.
And they sold.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
And I'm like, ah! No questions asked. I didn't make any offers, didn't do nothing, just boom, sold. So I sold those. But
so how do you feel?
I feel a little sad, but I bought another one of those PV Super Ferrite pickups.
Yeah.
And I was thinking I was going to throw it in my Rony because it's still missing a pickup in the neck position. But then I thought, you know what? Wonder if my buddy Paul Pennington wants to try this thing out in one of his guitars for a while. That's why I was texting you the other day what humbucker guitars you got.
Oh,
would be easy for you to swap a pickup in and out of, so you could give that puppy a whirl for a while?
Yes. When you say that, though, you say it like, I don't have things to do. Oh. Like,
I realize that it may take you a year,
two years
to get around to
it. Yes.
But
like, just a note, like, Justin gave me a pickup. Mm-hmm. It is, oh crap, it's the Curtis, right? Is that right?
Novak.
No. Yeah, Curtis Novak. Thank mm-hmm. you. Novak pickup. And it is one of the Guyotone like style ones, the
okay.
flush mount ones.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, yeah. He's like, no, take it. Like whenever, and like someday I'll get it back. Whatever. I was like, cool. That was at last NAMM.
Okay.
Still sitting in a box.
We're on a solid year and a half from that.
Yeah. So I'm a terrible person. And it looks cool. So, yeah.
All right. Yep. Well, maybe I'll ship it out to you, or maybe I'll just bring it with me to NAMM and hand it
over
to you.
Yeah, do that. Save yourself the shipping.
Since you're not itching to get on to that anyway.
I'm not saying I'm not itching. I'm just saying I'm not good at things.
Okay. Well, what are you going to put it in?
Probably that Tele Deluxe. I got to do some work on it anyways.
Okay.
So that would make the most sense to me.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I
don't know.
I really like the sound of it, so I think you'll dig it.
Can y'all dig it?
Mm-hmm.
So.
What else you got?
Nothing.
Oh.
Did nothing. So there was a guy at our church. He started coming to church a few months ago, but like 8 months ago when I say it. And my brother-in-law introduced me to him, and I was like, I know this guy, you know, like just like thinking of my brand. Like I recognize him. I'm great with faces, bad with names. I was like, this guy's name is Jason, right? Like, oh no, wait. I was like, this guy's name is Jesse. That's what it was. His name is actually Jason. And I was like, I know this guy. So I talked to him for a few minutes, and then I got a call from my wife or whatever. And I talked to her for like a minute. And then when I came back, cause I was working at the church at that point, like mm-hmm. fixing the bathrooms and stuff. And so when I came back, he was gone. I was like, oh, I wanted to talk to this dude more. So last week they did, they had like an outdoor picnic thing, and he was there. You know, there's a playground, so our kids are all playing on the playground with his kids and whatever. And so I started talking to him, and turns out he's like, yeah, man. He's like, man, every time I see you play guitar on stage, I think, man, I wish I had a guitar. And I was like, oh, you play guitar? And he's like, yeah, I kind of gave it up. I joined the army, so I didn't really have time for it. And now I got kids, and like, he's like, there's no time. And I was like, oh, and we started talking about bands. Like, he's super into like, you know, like August Burns Red and like, you know, like metal bands, you know? And yeah. So we were just talking about shows, and he's like, hey, yeah, I remember seeing you at shows. And we talked a bunch, and then I was like, man, I gotta find this guy a guitar. Just cause that's it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, he's like one of these guys, you know, recently divorced or whatever, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. Just like, yeah, I'd like to have a guitar, but like, it ain't in the budget. And I was like, oof. Like, I'm trying to fix a broken bus. You know what I mean? Like, and this guy can't afford a guitar. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I gotta make this work. So I gotta see what parts I have and see what I can put together, you know, for this guy. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I could come up with something. So
I've got some parts.
All right.
Hit all me right. up. Let me know what you need.
I don't know. I don't even know what I mean, I know I have a Tele body. So.
I mean, I've been thinking about, you know, losing the Stratastrophe. So,
what was that? The orange one?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does it play?
Yeah, it plays.
Yeah, it plays. It's like not good.
I mean, yeah, it plays. I mean, it needs a little bit of a setup right now, but it plays.
Sure. That's cool. Well, we'll discuss. Yeah. I have some things floating around, and you know, so I thought about that. I don't know. I was thinking about that metal Telecaster, you mm-hmm. know, like the one that's like in drop tuning, but I actually do play that because it's in like super drop tuning. You know what I mean? So I'm like, so, and then I have a couple strats. Like I gotta figure something out. I got too many guitars. I'll figure something out.
Yeah.
So, but what I don't have is any amps. I am amp poor.
Really?
Well, I only have two, you know. I have Sovtek, and I have that I have three. I have that Sovtek, then I have the Silvertone, vintage Silvertone, and then I have my Blues Junior, which is basically the church's amp at this point because it's there
always.
It's been there for 5 years, yeah. And has not moved. Like, the only time it's moved, it got moved. You know what I mean? It didn't leave the church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I tell everybody, yeah, you use it. You want to use it, use it. So so that's not an option. So I gotta figure out some things.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I would like to use my gear savviness to see if I can find this guy something or build him something or do something, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'm have much trouble.
No, just might take me a mo. Take me a little mo.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my PV Bravo amp crapped out on me. I think I meant my.
No.
Yeah. It's just,
really?
Just no output anymore. So probably just the output tubes or transformer.
Are you putting stuff in the input?
Yep.
All right. You tried. You did your best.
Mostly guitars.
Did you put peanut butter sandwiches in there? Because that ruined my parents' VCR when I was a kid.
No peanut butter. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, just it kind of no output now. So for years now, when I would play it, it would sound great, and every now and then, like, the volume would just cut in half, and I'd have to and then it would come back to life.
I get very nervous with the Sovtek because every once in a while I get like a little thing out of one channel, just like acts like a little strange. I'm like, no.
What about
and then
that?
It's fine.
That what about that mint Neuenbox vintage Sovtek and that
dude?
AHX video
that I hated the video because it was like shot by the guy who directed Cloverfield. But like, other than that, like, I was so freaking jealous. Like, dude, like, so jealous.
I mean, it didn't even have any pitting or like corrosion on it anywhere. It's crazy.
I know. It's also not one I think it was the MiG 60, mm-hmm. I think, which is not one I gravitate towards. You know what I mean? I really like the MiG 50 and the MiG 100 are like the cool ones to me, you know?
Yeah.
The MiG 60 has like that like white bar on it. You know, it's just, I don't know. It just doesn't really like, I don't know.
There. I thought I was sending you a cool video. Apparently I was wrong. It's cool.
I 100% loved it, but I'm just trying to like talk myself down from it. So don't be offended. Okay. It was cool. I loved it. So
yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Stupid EHX.
Stupid EHX. Yeah, so that was on their page. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it was on their. It was on TikTok.
So what sucks is not like some dude who found it in a warehouse. Like right. They found it in their warehouse, which yeah, kind of they also found sucks. It
is they just finally opened that pallet in the back corner?
Right, right. They're just like, oh, did you guys know we had 30 Big Muffs back here, like Russian Big Muffs? Oh, also like there's an amp head.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, no, I didn't know that. Like okay,
yeah,
well let's open it. But imagine being the guy that gets to open it though.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd want to open it at that point though.
Yeah, definitely, why not?
Because like, all right, so like I think like new in package, you know what I mean? I don't know, I would open it, but you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm yeah. saying, like yep.
It's like the whole like collectible figurine thing. Like,
right,
you
right.
You don't want to take that
action. Did you say
figure
figurines? What are
I
you buying?
Action
Hummels?
Figure. I meant action figure.
Right. Figurine.
Hey, edit that part out. All right.
Yeah, you got it. I just got to edit it so you say figurines louder. We need to get some action figurines, you know, like they're worth more in packaging.
Man, can't let anything slide, can you?
No, I'm totally a douche, so I get it. But anyways, so like, yeah, like take example, action figurines, when you open them up, it obviously devalues them. You know what I mean? But like, it's also like a toy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, you don't open it. You know what I mean? Like, so my son is like crazy into G.I. Joe. Like, we started watching the cartoon. He is like super into it. And so I started flipping a lot of this stuff. And he's like, dude, he's like super into it. Like, he just knows all the names. Like, I'm like, who? I got to sell this guy. What's his name? He's like, oh, that's this guy. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I didn't know that. Thank you. And then like, he like a couple times, like when he like went in to have like his MRI and stuff, like some people sent him stuff. And there's like some like figures and packages. I looked it up and like some of them are like $200. I'm like, dude, you cannot open this. It's worth like $200. You know what I mean? And he's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, okay. And then like the note says on it, like, he should be able to open this. And it's like, what? Like, what? I'm like, all right, if you want to, like, now it's worth $12. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, some people have sent him stuff and I'm like, a couple of them, you know, it might be like $30 or $40. And I'm like, you can open this if you want. Or we can like save this and like we can look to buy like a figure for like a couple dollars on eBay. You know what I mean? He's like, okay, let's do that. Like, he's like, he gets it. So like, I don't know. I'm on it like with like something I like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I always like say it's a pedal, right? You get a pedal. I'm always going to play it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and back in the day when Reverb wasn't like super strict, like, you know, I would sell
a
pedal.
Gentle
new.
With it. Yeah.
Yeah, like I demoed some, demoed stuff, you know what I mean? And then it's like, okay, I didn't do anything but just plug it in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, it's new, you know what I mean? Like, I know it's not new, but I've sold stuff as new that, you know, the packaging wasn't sealed because it wasn't like, you know, what, DOD, where they put the sticker over the, over the box, you know, or whatever. But like, you know what I mean? Like,
I had to take it out of the box to take pictures.
Right. I couldn't. Exactly. I had to make sure it worked before I sold it.
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, I've gotten a couple things in trades that were like definitely like brand new, but like, I'm like, I can't not know if they're not brand new, you know? Yeah. And so it's like, I don't know, like the way the paper was folded on top looked like new. So, but anyways, you know what I mean? But like, there's no way I'm going to get a pedal and not play it. You know what I mean? At the same time. So
yeah.
An amp like that, like, do I really want to cut the tape and like open it up?
Yes,
the answer is yes.
Yes.
But the flip side is, you know, what do you think the value on that is? Like, we talked about it. We looked up
I don't. And I'm not even sure what those go for normally.
So we were looking at Soaptech amps.
It was a while ago we were looking at them.
We looked at them like last week, dude.
No, it was like a year and a half ago.
No. When did you get yours? No, I'm saying like then, right? Like 600 was kind of like, okay, that is a decent deal. 800 is kind of like what they're at. And then I looked at Reverb and they were all at like 1400, 1500, oh, like, geez, and up. Yeah. And that's what we just talked about. Did you have a stroke, bro?
You know, maybe you were looking them up and doing all that research.
Right. But I'm saying, but I
thought
sent
the video
you,
was cool.
No, but I sent you like a screenshot of like ones that had sold and like current comps. And you're like, don't be tempted. Don't do it. You're going to regret it.
Now
like,
remember.
Okay, good. Oh, you're back in business now.
Now
okay,
I remember.
I'm glad.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Which I wasn't tempted, but I just couldn't believe they jumped almost double, you know, the prices. So what do you think? So let's say they're worth like, let's just say 12. Let's say it sells for 12, right? If it's in good condition, mm-hmm. What do you think that's worth sealed? You think it's 24. Worth $3,000?
At least 24.
Okay, double. I think it's at least double. I think it might even be more than that. It could be triple.
32.
You know, I think, yeah, right, quadruple.
57.
I set you up for that one, but the math. I could see you mathing, and it was hilarious. Yeah, but I mean, let's say it's worth triple the price. Like, then do you open it?
No.
I don't know.
Then you don't.
but then that's the whole point. Like, literally, there's not another Soaptech amp in a box unopened. You know what I mean? Like, they're realistically, there probably is not.
No, like, I guarantee you there's at least 4 pallets of them at EHX in New York.
No. EHX in Russia. At the EHX warehouse in Russia.
Yeah. No, I guarantee you they've showed pictures on their, like, on their Instagram and stuff before. They do. They have pallets of them unopened.
Okay, so let's say
so
this,
they
though.
They exist. It's just
they do exist. I mean, get your hand. Right, I know. I mean that the public can get a hold of. Probably not any, right? Like, there's probably none in circulation.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What's that worth, then?
Priceless.
Yeah, priceless. What they should just open one a week. Just same almost identical video, but it's like a different person each time, so you know it's clearly different someone else.
Yeah.
it could be
like a ransom type of deal.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna open one of these every week until somebody buys the whole palette.
Right. Or buys every pedal. Like, somebody has to buy one of every pedal that's currently in circulation or buy in the lineup. Yeah. So, yeah. Anything new out there you're hurting to buy?
No, I am intentionally not looking for new things to buy at the moment.
That's fair.
I'm looking to condense as best as I can. And because got some big money and life changes coming before the end
of
the year, so.
Do I even know you anymore?
I know.
Are you? Did I call the wrong number?
I called you.
Oh, well, I did text you first.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be good. It is difficult, I will say. It is difficult.
Yeah.
But I am trying to be good, and I am trying to condense. And get a little bit lighter and mobile.
Well, we all want to get a little lighter, but yeah. Like, you know, it's different holiday weight. I can see myself downsizing a little bit because, like, I switched to like the bigger room so we could fit like the drum set in there and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's kind of cramped in here. You know what I mean? But like, also, it's like half the guitars I built. You know what I mean? And I keep in mind when I say build, I'm not a builder. I put them together. Yeah.
I knew what you
but,
meant.
You know, I customized them. I either painted the body or I, you know, found the color I wanted or like whatever. I don't know. Stained it. Who cares? But they kind of, you know, those are my projects. They have some meaning to it. You know what I mean? But some of them are straight up freaking turds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, eh, I don't know. But on the other hand, it's like, well, I need more room. So I don't know. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
So yeah, no, I've been intentionally not looking as best as possible. I still do.
Oh yeah,
occasionally, we especially all do. When we were talking last episode about the vintage PV stuff. I'm like, oh, I gotta get me a vintage PV pedal.
I know you sent me. You literally sent me like vintage PV stuff for like a week and a half. Like every day, you're like, dude, check this out. I'm like, no, like, oh. I don't love it as much as you. Like, I don't love it as much as you. It's cool.
And I thought I scored this past weekend too, because my coworker that does the like vintage antique resale stuff on the side,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
he went to an estate sale and they had a wall of amps that they're like, got to get all rid of these by the end of the day Saturday. And so I circled a couple of them that I thought were cool, that I said, if you get this for me for this price, then I will pay you, no problem.
I will buy that.
Yeah, I will buy it for sure. One of them was like a 70s, like a mid-70s Music Man amp.
Oof, dude, that's sick.
And then one was a like a late 70s, early 80s PV bass head. But he did not score either of them for the price that I was hoping for. So,
yes, that guy was trying to move him.
So
just said that. Just says like everything must go except for this stuff at this price.
Yep. So I don't know what they, you know, if those didn't sell, what did they do? Throw them away? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what everyone. That's everybody. Everybody who sells stuff, that's what it is. Yep, they just throw it away.
Yep.
You nailed it. I did. I was watching iCarly with the kids, which. I don't know if you watch iCarly, but
I have seen it.
I thoroughly enjoy it, so it's fine. I know I'm a grown man watching a kid's show. It's fine. Cool. Sam and Cat is by far way better because they tried to like, that's like the next thing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it has the one character in it. So, but it's like they kind of like continued with their fan base like a little bit old, like a little bit more mature, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, but it's better. I like it. But anyways, in one of the episodes of iCarly, the dude has like a Music Man and a blackface basement, Fender bass,
nice.
Like in his room. And I was like, this dude's trash. Like, and like the thing that sucks about that stuff, you know, is like somebody put those in the room because they just thought, oh, this is what a boy would have. But it could, like, it should just be like a Spider 3. Like, yeah. Let's be, you know what I mean? Like, instead, this dude's got like freaking, you know, I don't know, like $15,000 in amps. Not mm-hmm. really, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, what? Like, why? So, super fun.
Spoiled millennials.
Yeah, spoiled jerk. But he in the episode the kid, it was like her boyfriend, and he secretly collected Pee-wee babies, which were like Beanie Babies, and it was pretty funny. Nice. She's like but Jaden is starting drum lessons next week. Yep. So he is good to go. So we will see how that goes and see if he continues to give him drum lessons. Once he starts going, no, that's not how you do it. You do it like this. I do this all the time. I know. This is how you do it. And he'll be like, okay, I'm done here.
You obviously know more than me, kid.
Yep. No, he's super cool. Like, he's definitely like, he's like every drummer I've ever met, you know what I mean? Mm. And, he is like, yeah, he's like, I'm so glad you're starting him young. Like, he's going to be so good. I'm like, I don't want him to be like good. Like, I'm not trying to like make him into like a member of the Jackson family. You know what I mean? Like, I just want him to have like something like a life, like a skill, you know what I mean? Mm. Or a hobby or something that he like can use as a reward, you know, like, I don't know, like, he likes it. So like, why not hone into it? You know, just like bike riding. I'm teaching my kids things they'll use when they're older. Unlike me, I haven't rode a bike in 15 years. So, but yeah, so drum lessons, I'm excited about it. We'll see how it goes. I'm hoping he responds well. I'm sure the first one will go well. And then as it gets like more difficult, it'll be like, I kind of want to just play video games.
Yeah, it might test his patience.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, he's got great rhythm and I think he's excited. So I'm sure it'll go well. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. you know, and if it's every week's too much, we'll do every other week, you know, or something. Yeah. But the guy's super cool. He's like, I'm going to teach him like some music theory, obviously very basic. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to teach him like structure. I'm going to teach him, you know, like skills. And then he needs to go home and just play whatever the F he wants is what he said. And I was like, that's awesome. He's like, cause I understand, like, he's not going to like the same things I'm going to be teaching him, mm-hmm. but you know, it's about like becoming passionate and then learning the skill and still being passionate. You know, he's like, I'm sure everybody has a grandmother that taught them piano and they hated it the entire time, yeah. You know, and it's like, but somewhere that piano guy, like, you know, learned to like incorporate into songs he liked, and it's like, okay, now it's Ben's full pipe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but that's the idea, you know?
Man, second time Ben Folds has come up in my day today. Interesting.
Today? Really?
Yeah.
What, did somebody say like, I'm a brick, and then you just couldn't help yourself, or like,
no, it's a long story. I won't get into it.
Okay, fair enough. We're good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the show, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for making the occasion.
Thanks for making the occasion. I hate you so much. All right. Well, hey guys, if you're a Patreon subscriber, I don't know how that works. Whatever giver. You are, give, yeah, whatever. Donator, giver. Dude, I got a W-2 for that, or a 1099 for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't care. It wasn't that. It's not like it was like a crazy amount of money. I was just like, I guess here's another 1099. But if you do subscribe to us, I don't know, whatever it is, appreciate it. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. As soon as I'm able to log back into that, I'm going to try and drop some extra stuff in there.
You know what? Both of us. If you want to be an IT guy at the Flip and Flippers, just hit us up at flipandflippers@gmail.com and we'll see what we can work out.
You should probably text us or message us some other way first, because we may not know how to get into our Gmail.
We don't know how to log into that either. So if you could send me a personal message through Facebook or, you know, on our Facebook page,
Instagram.
You know, that just, yeah, Instagram, and just say, hey, I know things, and we'll say, great. Hilarious. But no, honestly, even the people that just listen to us, we totally appreciate it. So have a good one.
Bye-bye.